Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And, Mark, changing it up a little bit, moving it outside, getting some fresh air because, boy, we need some fresh air after this one.
Yeah, we need some fresh air. It's Thanksgiving week. We need to make a gratitude list, perhaps. And, you know, I'm grateful that the team has a game on Sunday. I want to erase the memory of what went down against the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, Ryan Mallett injured. Team loses 5-6, under 500 again. What a difference a week makes in a bad way. They're going to have to correct it fast.
Yeah, a lot to get to in that one. We'll talk about all those things you just talked about after we look at some of the highlights and lowlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
It's late November, and every NFL team wants to take it up a notch. After a convincing road win last week that reignited their season, the Texans are home, taking on a division leader looking for revenge on Houston. Offset eye formation, handoff for Nardi, blasted in the backfield, brought down for a loss as Frick and Watt get there. Dalton under center. Quick throw, left side, Sanu, and Boyer grabs it, but Sanu leads the body in for the touchdown for Cincinnati. Dalton gets the snap. Dalton stepping up. Dalton's going to run with it, and he's tripped up across the 47 by DJ Swearinger, and it looks like Dalton's not going to make it. Here's pressure. Dalton throws right side, and it's picked off. Joseph to his left, 40, 35, 30, gets a block, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, J.J.O., pick six. Huber will hold. Here's the snap. Here's Nugent's kick on the way. Has the distance. He's got it. It's over. The Texans lose to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, Mark, as I toss to those highlights and lowlights, highlights were few and far between in that one, but there was one, obviously, that stood out there.
Well, obviously, Patty, the Jonathan Joseph interception return for a touchdown was our HCC play of the week. HCC start here, go anywhere. And J.J.O. got a great jump on the ball, pressure by DJ Swearinger, and the Texans got a house call on defense. And that was the only touchdown of the game. Well, the Texans, Patty, a big problem in this one. The offense just could not get going. Ryan Mallett wasn't himself.
Well, he wasn't himself for good reason. Of course, we learned after the game that there's some issues. Why don't you update us on what you know at this point and what that means for the Texans moving forward?
Well, Bill O'Brien said Monday, we're going to evaluate Mallett some more, but all the reports came out that he had a pectoral injury and that he would be out for the season. And that's very sad, of course, because he played so well against Cleveland. And when you look at the way he played against the Bengals, you could tell he wasn't the same guy. He wasn't as accurate. The zip on the ball was there, but it was just kind of wayward. It was like Nuke Lelouch as opposed to the razor-sharp precision the week before. So Mallett on the shelf. Now the team moves on. Got a lot of football to play. It's unfortunate, but they have to deal with it.
Yeah, it is unfortunate because here's a kid who we had so much hope in. Such a great performance, as you said, and Dwayne Brown and some of the other players said that they noticed as the game went on. He's grimacing a little bit, but what a tough kid act, whatever you want to call it, it was for him to gut it out there.
Yeah, it's true, Patty, because as you mentioned, a lot of the guys mentioned it. And Andre Ware, my broadcast partner, I asked him about it. He said if he was playing with a torn pectoral muscle, might have been the gutsiest performance he's seen in all 30 years of him being involved in football, because to have that and still be able to throw the football with that speed is amazing. And it wasn't like he missed them all. You know, he made some throws in the game, and they were right in that game until the end. So you got to give Mallett a lot of credit for hanging in there, and let's hope that he can get back fast in the offseason. You have some decisions to make because he's a free agent, but it's unfortunate. And again, you got to move on and find a way to get through these next five games.
All right, we'll talk about the next five as well as many more things here on Texans Huddle when we come back. Stay with us.